AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Listen to how much rain has fallen on South Carolina in the past few days. One spot alone in the state capital of Columbia got 20 inches of rain. Susan Smith, who uses crutches to get around, and her grandchildren had to be rescued from their flooded home in Somerville.
The hardest part was just getting up and getting around and trying to keep the kids settled and all of that stuff. So other than that, I was going to get out of there.
There have been several deaths from this storm, in addition to the people trapped in their homes or cars, and the power's been knocked out for thousands. Governor Nikki Haley tells the Today Show.
We've got 1,000 law enforcement men and women out there on the streets. We've got utility crews all over the place trying to get these 30,000 outages back up again. And we've got 1,000 DOT maintenance crews that are out there just trying to get the road safe.
Experts say this historic rainstorm was energized even further by Hurricane Joaquin. A U.S. cargo ship disappeared during that hurricane off the coast of the Bahamas. 28 Americans on board. This morning, the Coast Guard says it has spotted a debris field, but it's not sure yet if that debris is from the ship. A member of the Nobel Prize Committee says billions of people around the world may benefit eventually from the work of the 2015 medicine laureates. The scientists from Ireland, Japan, and China won the Nobel Prize in Medicine today for discovering drugs against malaria and other parasitic diseases. Turkey wants to know what a Russian warplane was doing flying near its border with Syria. Syria's foreign ministry says it has summoned the Russian ambassador to protest the violation of its airspace. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says there will be a full investigation into the deadly attack on a hospital in Kunduz in Afghanistan. Our Ed Donahue's got this story.
Some U.S. officials say the circumstances surrounding the attack are murky. Others say the U.S. may be responsible. Carter says it's not clear what happened.
It is a complicated and confused situation on the ground.
The hospital was run by Doctors Without Borders.
They are a very important part of the world's work today and of making a better world and keeping people safe.
In a statement, Doctors Without Borders expressed its clear assumption that a war crime has been committed. I'm Ed Donahue.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency says if the world is to deal with refugee crises like the one in Europe, a positive relationship between the West and Muslim worlds is essential. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.